Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Now, it is Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, it's great to be with you this entire week as we start moving toward the end of the week. We're moving on through chapter 4 of the book of James. We're all the way down to verse 11. Here's what he says. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There's only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Now, this is a very interesting work of logic that he has done. He says this, I'm commanding you, don't speak evil against each other. Don't speak against a brother, and do not judge your brother. That's not your job. Now, let me be clear. God calls us to make judgments about behaviors and situations, and to pray for wisdom when we make those judgments. But we are not allowed to sit in judgment upon someone else because we can't know their heart. Now, we can make judgments upon life decisions, and we can make a judgment as to whether something is sinful or not, and then with humility, remember, asking the Lord for wisdom. But we don't sit in judgment upon other people. Now, is there a place for the judging of other people in the court of law underneath the direction of the state? Yes. But in what he is speaking of here is us assuming the position of God and making judgments about people's hearts and therefore their eternal destination. We're not allowed to do that, which is why God's name is never joined in the language of a believer with the word of judgment, which is the word damn. So we never put those together. We have no such prerogative to do that. Only God calls for judgment. Only God can judge with righteousness and equity, and only God should bring forth judgments. Now, he says this, if you've decided to speak against your brother and judge your brother and make declarations, you've spoken against the law, because the law has instructed you that God is the one who makes the final judgment. But if you've spoken against the law, then what you have done is assumed God's position, because only God is to be the judge. And in fact, when you look at the Bible's very clear. As we come to the day of judgment, who is on the throne making the judgments upon humanity? Well, it's not us. God has given all judgment into the hands of His Son, Jesus Christ. It is God who judges through His Son, Jesus. And if we then assume the ability and the power and the authority to make judgments against our brothers, then we are assuming God's position, and that means we are guilty of blaspheming the Lord. There is only one who is able to both save and to destroy. That's God. Therefore, there is only one who is allowed to judge. Therefore, we are not allowed to judge our neighbor. Now, we can make judgments about confessions. Is this accurate or false? We make judgments about behavior. Is this faithful to God's word or dishonoring to God by disobeying God's word? We make judgments asking God for wisdom when we are in positions of governmental judgments, such as a court, or business judgments in life that we've got to make, or competency judgments as to whether we hire or fire somebody. There are many places in life where before the Lord we can and should and ought to make judgments and ask God for the ability to make accurate judgments with wisdom from above. But there is one place we're not allowed to judge, and that's the hearts and souls of men and their destination for eternity. That's God's position. If you and I usurp it, then what we are saying to God is we are sitting in judgment upon you. And that is a terrible place to be, in opposition to God, because to take God's place is unimpeded pride and arrogance. And God is opposed to the proud. So give up acting like God. Surrender to God. Trust His Son Jesus. He will exalt you at the right time. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.